Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
He is no respecter of persons. Thank God he is. He is just as interested in you being delivered and set free as he was the madman of Gadara. Just as interested in the welfare of your family as anybody's family that he's ever healed and delivered. I want to read you something. In August, in fact, on the 8th day of August, 1967, the word of the Lord came to me and I wrote it down. It startled me then and it startles me now. We have, right now in the earth, more baby Christians than there has ever been, ever, any time in any generation, any history of this planet. They're out there and they're coming in by the tens and thousands and millions and multitudes and multitudes and multitudes and multitudes. Amen. The Lord said this to me back there then. And he's been talking to me. That's really what prompted George and Terry and Gloria and me praying about all of this, when the Lord said, I want you to go back to the very beginnings of faith. Go back to the ABCs. Go back to faith 101. Go, and you can tell, August the 8th, 1967. Let me show you a little something here. See how white that paper is? See how dark that paper is? That paper next August will be 50 years old. I was preaching this on the 8th of August, 1967, when God said that to me. And the name of it is Faith. Who has it? Mountain Moving Faith. Who has it? The importance of the ministry of deliverance should be made even more clear and urgent when you read Romans 10:17, that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Mankind's only hope is in faith in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This was at the very beginning of this ministry, and this is part of the commission and the mandate to go preach that Jesus saves, Jesus heals, Jesus baptizes in the Holy Ghost. And Jesus is our financier, and he is the soon coming king, and preach it from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. Glory to God. This uncompromised word of faith. And so that's what we've been busy doing. But the Lord said, I want you to go back to the very, very basics. And by talking about this and praying about this is what brought these services together, so that we could do this and put all of this out, not just in a studio, but there's power in our faith when we come together. Amen. 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 There are things that happen when we come together. That's the reason the scripture said, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. Amen. Because there is great strength and power Now, thank you, Father. Let's remember what we've talked about. Romans 1, 1 through 7, he's writing to the church at Rome, and he said to the church at Rome that God has given to every man among you the measure of faith. Well, we talked about in yesterday's broadcast that he is faithful and he's just. He's faithful to forgive our sins. When? When we feel better about it? No, when you confess it by faith. Now, you can just confess it and beat yourself over the head with it. Oh, I'm just an old sinner. Oh, shut up. You still love me, don't you? Amen. So, well, not all men have faith. Let's look at 2 Thessalonians. You know, there's something about this too that needs to be said here. Second Thessalonians 3. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you. And that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. For all men have not faith, but the Lord is faithful. Now, the thing that the Lord brought to my heart just as I was about to read that, this is telling us that born again people receive faith from God when they got born again to start with. Amen. And it's still there. Born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. It doesn't come in and just get you born again and then leave you. No, it's in you forever. Glory to God. That ought to make you shout and run right there. See, you and I have, we have the same spiritual DNA as Jesus. In fact, if you want to know the truth, your spirit being, the real you, what the Apostle Peter called the hidden man of the heart, the man you can't see, the real you. You can't see me. All you can see is my body of flesh. You can't see me. I'm on the inside of this body looking out at you through these windows and you looking back out at me. But this flesh body is not the real thing. And it totally depends on your spirit life to live. Your body, the moment you leave that body, your body's done. It's just gone. Now, I said all that to get this through again and again. God is no respecter of persons. I didn't get a lot of faith. You got a little. Peter didn't get a lot of faith. John and James and the apostles. And we got this little dab of faith. No. As we read, Peter said, I'm writing this to people that have received like faith with us. Okay, turn to Romans chapter 10. And let's just see exactly when it came. I remember it said, we're born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed, by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Say forever.
Forever.
I'm alive. Forever.
Forever
with Jesus.
And his word is alive.
Forever.
In me.
Romans chapter 10, Verse 9. If thou shalt confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now the 17th verse. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. There it is again. Born again of incorruptible seed by the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
So there's the whole issue right there. When you believed in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, and you confessed with your mouth he's Lord, that's when you got saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever. We're back to that whosoever word again. Now, that's the way faith works, and that is the explanation of the new birth. And that's what Jesus was talking about in Mark 11, 22, 23, and 24. Mm-hmm. What he talked about was the way you do it. And what the Apostle Paul's talking about is how it worked. Yeah. You believed it in your heart and you said it with your mouth.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Yes,
sir. At that moment, faith came.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Been with you ever since.
Amen.
Yeah, but Brother Copeland, I know. But it just seems like to me, I just didn't get quite as much as you. Well, you know, you might be right.
But it would have had to have been a corruptible seed. Because the faith was in the Word. Come on. The faith was in the Word. So here we're back to this extremely important place. We have to believe exactly what God said about it. You cannot listen to the devil come and tell you, yeah, but you know, yeah. Just tell him, you're a liar and the father of it. Now shut up.
Amen. Come on, sir.
Why should I believe anything you say? You're the biggest loser that ever existed.
Amen.
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 God said, I have it. Then I have it. He said, I have it. I have it.
That's right.
Now remember, we're soldiers in the army of the Lord. Isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
Sir. Permission to be healed, sir.
Hallelujah.
By my stripes, you were healed. I'm healed. Thank you, sir. Amen.
Well, how can you say that? Because I believe it.
Yes, sir.
He said it. I believe it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but you don't feel healed. What does that have to do with anything? Absolutely nothing. If you believe he's no respecter of persons, if you believe he loves you, if you believe you're a whosoever, if you believe what he said,
Amen.
He is faithful and he is just.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Man, I'll tell you, I don't preach me happy to yes. Hallelujah. Let's talk about for a few moments here, and as the Lord leads, we'll get into it even more in later broadcast. But I believe it's time to introduce this here. Whatever you compromise to keep, you'll lose it. My goodness. When I was at ORU, a student there, and I heard Brother Roberts preach the fourth man. Oh, if you hadn't heard that, I mean, get online, get on YouTube, get it some way or another. Listen, it is a heavenly classic. And the fourth man, one in the fiery furnace, did we not put three in there and we see four? One like unto the Son of God. Whoa, and Brother Roberts began to, who is this fourth man? He's the creator in Genesis. He is the he's the great deliverer in Exodus. He's the lawgiver. Whoa, glory to God. And Jerry, I can tell right now, I got goosebumps that tall on him, just like I do on me, because we heard him preach it. Glory to God. And he went through all 66 books of the Bible, just one right after the other. Marvelous. And that's what everybody remembered about that message. But that was not the purpose of the message. Here was the bottom line. If you bow, you burn. If you don't bow, you can't burn. Never compromise the word of God. And that just struck Gloria and me with such an impact that before we ever got out into this ministry, in our little table that she had made, and real pretty little table, but it at one time had been a wreck. She found pieces of two or three tables and put them all together and refinished them. And we were sitting at that little Gloria made table, and we took communion, and we declared before God that we would not compromise His word.
Amen.
That we would not alter His word to fit our lifestyle, but we would alter our lifestyle to fit His word. If it said, by His stripes ye were healed, then I'm healed in the name of Jesus, and this body will just have to get in line. Amen. And oh, did we have some opportunities? And we still do. This part of it never goes away. Thank God. Because this is where the big victories are. And I always remember when I talk about this, a time in Oklahoma City, and we were preaching in Brother Hartsfield's church there in Oklahoma City. We were staying in the home with a friend of ours, and I had a morning service. I woke up that morning and I couldn't get out of bed. I was so sick. Every time I opened my eyes, the room would go around. And I'd try to stand up and just fall on the floor. And every bone in my body was aching, old feverish, just terrible. But the word said, by His stripes ye were healed. And healed men go preach their morning service. And oh, my bones didn't want to go. Back of my eyes hurt. My hair hurt. I mean, I was hurting all over. And I just threw the cover off, trying to get up and fall on the floor. And they got back up in the bed. And Gloria got up in the bed with me. And the person we were staying with had an electric shaver. And Gloria got me by the hair and held me up and held my head back and shaved my face with that electric razor. I didn't care. I'm just out of it. She dressed me, and she and Lavinia poured me into the car and got me to the church. And I walked up. I caught a hold of the podium like this, I knew if I turned that podium loose, I'd hit the floor like a sack of salt. And I was standing there in a room going like this. I said, I'll be right back. And the choir room was a bit back behind the platform there. So I went in the choir room, and I mean, every scripture I ever heard of, I landed it on Satan with all the faith and force I had in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, the blood, the word, all of it, man, just unloaded on him back there. And I had that release in me. I didn't feel any better. In fact, if anything, I felt a little worse because of my throat now was dry back there hollering at the devil. And I don't remember now how long I was back there. It seemed like a long time, probably wasn't as long as it seemed to be, but it was a while. But I had that release place that anybody that'll not compromise the Word of God, if you'll stay before God and worship and praise and stay in the Word, you will get that victory note. Maybe a few minutes, maybe a few days, maybe a few weeks, but it's coming because it's in there already. You already have the victory, and this is the victory that overcomes the world. He always causes us to triumph. I went back out there and got a hold of that little podium, and the thing is still kind of doing this. Preached on healing for 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Well, how could you preach on healing? You're not healed.
Oh, yeah, I was healed. Oh, yeah. I've been healed for 2,000 years. It took my body a while to find out about it. Oh, yeah. You are the healed. And the devil's trying to take your health away from you. You are not the sick trying to get healed.
That's right. Amen.
Yes. I am healed.
See, that's the natural concept. Yes, sir. Well, I'm sick. Well, you keep saying that. There ain't nothing to cause you to get any better.
That's right.
Because you keep saying you're sick.
Yeah.
If you'd have kept saying, oh, Jesus, I'm so lost. I'm so lost. I'm so lost. Oh, Jesus, I'm so lost. I'm so lost. I'm so lost. You couldn't got saved that way.
That's right.
Somewhere down the line, you had to say, thank God I'm saved. Yes. Faith said that.
Yeah. We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.